When I was studying this problem of avatarhood, I was in this grip at that time, what Mother had said, think with ideas. And I was giving a lecture in my class, and suddenly when I was speaking of the avatarhood without understanding it, as most of the children do not know when they speak what they're speaking about. And suddenly I felt this reflex, this word Sri Aurobindo used the word, avatarhood is a reflex from above in a certain situation of the world. What is this reflex? It's instantaneous. This instantaneousness is the key to the whole concept of avatarhood. This whole world is actually speaking a field in which the divine drama is being rehearsed. And when this world drama becomes ready for real action of the avatar, real manifestation, it doesn't take time, it just enters into the world and accomplishes the task. But once again, when the world begins to languish, those conditions are over, then there is a kind of a withdrawal. Once again, there's a preparation for the avatar. I will not dwell upon this subject further. I will only say that when we read Savitri, it can be read in many ways, from many points of view. But Savitri is Sri Aurobindo's worship of the mother. One does not see Sri Aurobindo as a worshipper. But whenever Sri Aurobindo writes about the mother, every word that Sri Aurobindo writes about her is a worship of the mother. And Sri Aurobindo is supreme in Savitri whenever Sri Aurobindo describes the mother. Even the word Awakening Ray, which is the title of your magazine, Awakening Ray, is one of the expressive terms that Sri Aurobindo used for the Divine Mother. Awakening Ray. And the first manifestation, the first avatar, the very ancient, most ancient times, when the first avatar came, and when the first, so just before the first myth that is Savitri was written, it's a very interesting thing Sri Aurobindo says. Savitri is an eternal myth which was written at the very first instance. It repeats itself. It's a story of the avatarhood, the secret of the avatarhood. And that secret story of Savitri is what Sri Aurobindo tells in his great book, although in the first canto, Sri Aurobindo describes Savitri, that again you must see the worship of the Divine Mother. When Sri Aurobindo describes Savitri in the very first canto, and then when you come to Ashwapati's book 3, the book 3 of the Mother, and the Mother's boon to Ashwapati when he prays, and when the Supreme Divine Mother gives a boon and says, she will come, and then the description of Savitri that you is again worship of the Divine Mother. And as Mother said, Savitri is a prophetic vision of the future. In Savitri itself, in the 11th book, Supreme Consummation, Soul's Choice and the Supreme Consummation, there again, when Savitri is offered the supreme happiness and bliss, complete withdrawal from this world, and Savitri refuses to take that boon and speaks of the problem of the world and the earth and the necessity to be on the earth. And then the Divine Supreme becomes so happy with that beautiful slave of God . Then she says, that the Supreme Lord says, the Mighty Mother will come one day. And that description that is given is a prophetic vision, which was vision at that time prophetic, but it was that Mother whom we saw playing tennis, being with us as our teacher. It is that avatar at whose feet I think we all should be lying all the time. Thank you.